Arizona primaries, redistricting, and a Smithsonian under scrutiny. Arizona's primary results this week offer a clean test of Trump's continued influence over Republican voters heading into the 2026 midterm cycle. Former NFL kicker Jay Feely won the GOP primary in the state's competitive 1st congressional district, while former Representative Andy Biggs secured the gubernatorial nomination. Both are Trump-endorsed candidates. Both won decisively. The signal for the party is that a Trump endorsement in a Republican primary remains the single most powerful variable in a competitive race. Sufficient, in Feely's case, to carry a candidate with no prior elected office experience. Representative Cleo Fields, a Louisiana Democrat, announced he will not seek re-election after his district was redrawn in ways that favor Republican candidates. The case illustrates the structural power of partisan redistricting. Incumbents can be effectively removed from office through mapmaking before a single voter casts a ballot. Fields had won his seat in fair competition. The redrawing of district lines changes the electorate he would face. The director of the National Museum of American History testified before Congress as Republican members probe what they are calling political activism at the institution. The Smithsonian is federally funded, and the current administration and its congressional allies have been scrutinizing cultural institutions for what they characterize as ideological bias. The hearings carry real stakes. The museum's choices about how to present contested chapters of American history, the civil rights movement, the internment of Japanese Americans, the labor movement, shape how tens of millions of visitors understand their country. The Kennedy Center, whose board has been reconstituted under the current administration, separately cut a Trump joke from the Mark Twain Prize special rather than Netflix, suggesting institutional self-censorship at a federally funded arts organization. The irony of excising political satire from an award named after America's most celebrated political satirist was widely noted. A concrete broken promise is complicating the administration's political positioning ahead of midterms. Trump set a public deadline to halve electricity prices. That deadline has passed with rates up 18%. The gap between the stated goal and the outcome represents roughly $34 billion annually for American consumers when scaled across household electricity spending. Separately, a Memphis pizzeria owner who turned away National Guard troops, he said, were connected to a federal task force linked to fatal shootings, became the subject of a community boycott, with residents organizing nightly to pack the restaurant in solidarity. The episode is one data point in a broader pattern of community friction with federal law enforcement presence.